KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect. Boy, whenever we're talking about human sex trafficking, it just kind of blows my mind. So we really appreciate what Toya and Christina had to say. We're so appreciative that I hope you all had a good Thanksgiving holiday. I have Jennifer Lee Smith and Karen Warren in studio. And Karen, of course, is with Navigators. We have interviewed Karen a number of different times and has constantly been working with women and talking about discipleship and things. Those are some things we're going to cover today. Jennifer is an entrepreneur. She's a Christian woman. She's had her share of stuff, like we all have. And that's become, we were talking about shame in our previous segment. And people that I know the Lord and are mature in the Lord, they don't have shame. They just, whatever has happened to them becomes part of their testimony.
That's true.
And it's powerful to people. And Jennifer, that's where you're at.
Yes, absolutely. The Lord has delivered me from a lot of things, and I wouldn't love him the way I do had he not done that. So yeah, I look at it that God worked it out for good. And so yeah, there's no shame in that.
Yeah, that's really fun. We're talking today about the Christian Women's Influencer Luncheon. It's titled this week, or the December 18th is going to be titled Come to the Banquet, and it's going to be a quiet time, talking about quiet time with Karen Warren. And Karen, as I mentioned, is with Navigator. She's going to be the special speaker. This event happens Wednesday, December 18th from 11:30 to 1 o'clock at Tanawan Country Club. You don't have to be a member at Tanawan to attend. But you do have to buy a ticket. Tickets are $38. Scholarships are available if you'd like to attend and you can't pay. The cost is covered by vendors and other donations. And by the way, if you think you might help somebody attend, that'd be a fun way to do that. And you can go to abqinfluencers.com to find out how to do that. So Jennifer, let's talk to you about a little bit about Christian Women's Influencers Luncheon. When did you start that? And
just started it in March of this year. Yes. And the reason for that is because Faith at Work, with the Navigators that Karen used to do, has been gone for quite a while, and it really left a void in my life. And I just felt the Lord calling me to do it, and it's been amazing. The Lord has really been blessing it, and I've had amazing speakers. And of course, as you said, Karen will be the speaker this month.
Mm-hmm. Karen, talk to us a little bit. This is something, you do discipleship. That's what you do.
Yes, that's right.
So is that something daily? You meet with various women? Is this individuals or groups that you?
Yes and yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's probably daily, and it's made up of young women, older women, people looking to grow in their faith and to learn how to walk more closely with God. There are small groups, and yes, I do the Come to the Banquet ministry as well.
And Come to the Banquet is the topic of what you're going to be talking about.
Yes,
on December 18th.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that. What will people hear?
Well, Come to the Banquet is really a ministry that helps people focus more clearly on who God is and how to have fellowship with Him, based on just a number of years ago, me finding that out for myself and experiencing more fellowship and intimacy with God, because I learned how to spend time with Him and experience Him with all my senses.
Nice. I'm going to say this as a man that may not have a full grasp on what it is to be a woman. I would perceive that women, like for example at Calvary Church, I'm going to guesstimate that 75% of the tasks that have to be done at this church are done by women. I'm going to say, and I think it should be more proportional to men. Just making that as a blanket statement.
Mm-hmm.
Most men that I know don't do anywhere near as much work in the home as their wives do. But I also have this perception, and this is something that was true with my mom. My mom was surrounded by four children, a husband, cooking, cleaning, doing all this stuff. And so you wouldn't have necessarily thought she was alone. But I think a lot of women are isolated by all of that. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I think, and women are so relational. You know, we connect with other women. We get to know women and we relate to what they're going through. And so whether they're at home with kids or they're in the workplace or they're doing ministry vocationally, women kind of experience some of the same things and are drawn together, I think, about wanting to share those things.
So how do you, Jennifer, how do you get, you're a professional, you do real estate. I know you help people with color selections and decorating and all kinds of stuff. How do you, and you have a husband?
Yes.
And so you're balancing all of that and you're making sure that you're fellowshipping with other women. So how do you encourage our listeners to do the same? Because you're, Karen just said it, it's so important for you to fellowship with other women.
It's true. You know, I think about Martha and Mary, just as you've been talking about women being doers. And for me, I have a Bible study group that I'm a part of during the week. And then I have, of course, my own quiet time with the Lord. So there's a time to be a Mary and there's a time to be a Martha. Mm-hmm. You know, we just have a lot that is going on. We could be super busy and ignore the most important thing, which is the Lord. And I think if we just get our priorities straight, we can fit all that stuff in. The women that are coming to the luncheon.
Is that without being totally exhausted?
I'm pretty exhausted. I drink a lot of caffeine. but, you know, the women that are coming to the luncheons, I hope to make it a place where they can just come and sit at his feet and get that fellowship. And, you know, a lot of women that are coming to it are getting plugged into other Bible studies. And they're making a lot of connections for their businesses. Although the reason I named it the Christian Women Influencers Luncheon is because women are influencers. And so, you know, I kind of took that term from social media, but this is definitely not social media influencers. We are influencers. We're ambassadors for the kingdom of God. And so I want these women to come and get fed, have physically and spiritually, have fellowship and just grow in their intimacy with the Lord.
The Christian Women Influence Luncheon is December 18th. It's Wednesday, 11:30 to 1 o'clock, Tanawan Country Club. And you can register by going to abqinfluencers.com. Karen, I hear Jennifer saying that women are influencers led by the Holy Spirit, and God can do amazing things through them. But I don't know if all women see that God will use them that way.
Mm. Yes, and I think part of that has to do with seeing their relevance in Christ and seeing who they are in his eyes and recognizing that no matter what gifts they've been given, what opportunities they have, those are things that first and foremost are to represent Christ. And so their opportunities to influence, coach and lead and mentor other women, they're given the space for those. God, you know, plants people and gives them that opportunity. I think part of the thing women wrestle with is they don't hear what God's saying for them to do. They don't realize that they have this capacity that he's given them, and it may not be the same as another woman's, or it may not look like. I think one of the things that women have to do is, you know, Jennifer said the thing about being exhausted and, you know, having so much to do. And I think what happens is we tend to leave out the part about spending time with the Lord. And I think Come to the Banquet emphasizes slowing down. You can be busy in everything else, and you can have a lot going on, and that's great. But somewhere in all of that, we need to figure out how to slow down and take that breath and just sit back and listen to God.
And when we come back for our final segment, we're going to talk a little bit about that. I know I don't want you to be a spoiler and give away your whole talk. But Karen Warren will be speaking on Wednesday, December 18th, 11:30 to 1 o'clock at the Tanawan Country Club. Actually, I know you're not speaking the whole time. There's time for lunch. The cost is $38. There are scholarships available, and you can find out about those by going to abqinfluencers.com. This is women that are for women and supporting you, and that's going to strengthen your marriage. It's going to strengthen your business relationships. It's going to give you more confidence in who God has made you. And so when we come back, we'll talk more with Jennifer and Karen. I hope you'll stay with us. We'll be right back. The Christian Women Influencers Luncheon is coming to Tanawan Country Club December 18th from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. Tickets are available at abqinfluencers.com, and there's a little cost for lunch. But Jennifer, let me ask you about the agenda. What can people attending expect?
So we start at 11:30, and we have vendors every month. This month, we'll probably have a lot of vendors that are selling last-minute Christmas gifts, since it'll be the week before Christmas. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of different vendors. We have businesswomen, we have retail. So we give enough time for people to do a little bit of shopping and also have fellowship. And then our speaker starts. Karen will be speaking for 45 minutes. And then we have door prizes. And of course, we have a three-course meal with our salad and then the main meal and dessert. So it's really, it's an hour and a half of, as I said, just physically and spiritually.
So when you drive up to the gate at Tanawan, you just tell them that you're going to the Women Influencers Luncheon, and
exactly,
they let you right in. You don't have to like pay to get into Tanawan.
Right, right. They just let you right in. And then we're up in the ballroom. There's a golf cart that will pick people up if they don't want to walk from the parking lot to the building. Otherwise, you do have to walk upstairs if you're,
yeah,
if you need a ride, they'll drive you up to the second floor. So,
okay. What are you expecting Karen to do? She's going to be talking about, devotional quiet time, that kind of thing, Karen?
Yes, that's right. This is something.
So what if you're not going to talk about, everybody should go to church, everybody should be
right
in a women's Bible study, there's 10 rules to be a Christian. That's not what this is about, right?
No, that's right. This is about inspiring passion in women to know Christ and walk with Him more closely. It's to be captivated by His presence. Finding ways to relate to Him during quiet times, during devotional time, that connect people more closely. You know, we tend to read a passage, write a few notes, check off a box, and then we say, that was okay. I got something out of it. But there should be more. There can be more.
Okay, you say quiet time. I'm thinking about my daughter. She's my second of five. She has twin girls that are three. What in the world is quiet time?
It's called a lot of different things. I know. I remember reading a documentary about a woman that lived, a couple hundred years ago, and I'm not remembering her name off the top of my head, but she had five children. And when she wanted to have her time alone with the Lord, she pulled her apron up over her head. And that was her quiet time. It's just that chance to get away for a few minutes even, or as long as you want, just to hear from the Lord and to be connected with Him.
So when a lot of people have conversations that are unbelievers. Well, does God actually talk to you? Does He actually say things to you? Do you feel like we hear from God, or do we hear from Him through His Word? How do you feel about that?
I believe we hear from Him. I think there are a number of different ways He speaks. I don't think for most of us we hear an audible voice, but we hear Him most likely through His Word. What He says in His Word, He's speaking to us. And we can hear Him in prayer, just that still small voice that gives us comfort, that gives us direction, that maybe just puts something on our hearts. We can hear Him speak through other people, through wise counsel, through people who love us and who want the best for us. And they feel what they see God doing and can speak and let God speak through them. So there's a number of different ways.
So Karen, you're meeting with some people regularly. some women, and you feel like you're investing in their lives and you're doing a discipleship program. How do you pray with them?
Mm-hmm. There's something called listening prayer, where you spend time with women and you let them pray. You listen for God together. You share with each other what you hear God saying. Sometimes listening prayer can be on your own, where you are silent and you let God speak. We tend to do all the talking. We tell God what we want and what we think and what we need, but we can be still and be quiet and listen to how God prompts us in our hearts and our minds based on what He wants to say to us.
Yeah. The title of Karen's talk is Come to the Banquet. It's a ministry. She's going to be giving you some of the basics of what she shares with many, many people. Jennifer, I started by, I don't really know you very well. I've known you for a long time, probably 6 or 7 years. We've talked over the years about different things you're doing in ministry, but I don't know you well. And I know a little bit about your background because you've shared it publicly with people on the radio. And I want to ask you about, do you have women that speak into your life with hope that they didn't get on your case about stuff you've done? They've just encouraged you and lifted you up?
I do. As I mentioned, I'm part of a women's group that we meet once a week. And it's iron sharpening iron. I mean, you know, there's something that I heard before that most houses or most homes are not destroyed by hurricanes or earthquakes, but more by termites. And in the Word of God, it talks about the foxes and the little vines. And so there's those little things. So before I came out of really big things, drugs and New Age and all of that stuff. But now, you know, it's just so neat to do life with women that are encouraging and have such great wisdom and have the Holy Spirit. I mean, there's no substitution for meeting with powerhouses like that.
So does spiritual health usually equate to physical and mental health?
I think so, for sure. I think that's the foundation. Mm. I mean, even when I was spiritually dead, even if I looked like I was functioning, I was not healthy.
See, I'm always perplexed why we all go to the gym and work out and we lift weights or we do cardio or we have this routine, but somehow we don't think about doing that for our spiritual and mental health. And it's kind of the same, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And all of life flows out of that.
Do you find God spiritually redeems the time even more than He would if you were... I think it's important to physically exercise, but you know what you're going to get out of doing, you know, 3 sets of dumbbell curls or whatever. But people don't really know what they're going to get out of this quiet time that Karen was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think, like you just said, sometimes the physical workouts can be more visible short term, and we look for physical changes or health improvements or weight loss. But with spiritual exercise or disciplines, I think it's something you have to stay at. It's something you can't just do one time and then say, there, that's it, I'm good, now I'm closer to God. It involves building a relationship, just like we build relationships with people, and we become healthier emotionally and mentally and in our own view of ourselves, I think, when we are connected with people. And I think in the same way, when we're connected with God, we feel those things.
Go to abqinfluencers.com and find all the details about Wednesday, December 18th at Tanawan Country Club. It's the Christian Women Influencers Luncheon, and you're invited. That's December 18th. Please look into it, because you have a bunch of women that are for you. Ladies, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.